We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice says morning, Joe. It is 7:04. I'm getting ready for that montage, Bryn. Are you ready? Could you do it right now?
Well, right? I got some requests that I might have to change some things.
All right, 8 o'clock then. Right at 8 o'clock.
All right.
You ready for it at 8?
Yeah, I'll be ready for it at 8.
Okay, perfect. Hey. It's Friday, everybody.
It is.
It's Friday. This part of the show is sponsored by Pacific Sales, Cost Plus World Market. They're now open at Serramonte Center. This started yesterday. It runs through Sunday. Go over there. You'll enjoy grand opening celebrations with food and wine, live entertainment, giveaways, and more. And all this week, we've been throwing our own little celebration of the new Cost Plus World Market by hooking you up with gift cards. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 wins a $100 gift card for Cost Plus World Market and qualifies for a chance to win a $500 Cost Plus World Market shopping spree. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. God, I love that place. Oh, and this is the perfect time of year to get it, too, because you know they're going to be rolling out all the Christmas stuff. And
right.
I love their ornaments, and mm-hmm. they have all kinds of cool Christmas
things. Or even just
things.
For gifts.
Sure. Oh, my God. Stocking stuffers. Hostess gifts. They have all kinds of crazy food there and tons of wine and beer. So $500 to spend at Cost Plus World Market is for one person who qualified this week, but $100 right now for caller number 9-800-400-3697. Call now. Create the kitchen and bathroom of your dreams now at Pacific Sales. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the latest deals. All right. We're going to start with Rob and China.
Oh. What now?
Rob Kardashian Black China. They had a baby together. Did they get married?
No.
Okay.
No.
They were engaged. They weren't even engaged, were they?
I don't think they were.
No,
engaged.
I thought they were engaged.
You did?
I thought there was about a marriage, wasn't
right.
there?
Right. And then there was, are you texting bitches? Yes,
and she wasn't she trying to get the name Kardashian?
Yes.
China Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Like copyrighted.
Yeah. And they put a stop to it because they were like,
no,
man,
you're
that
not
chick
a Kardashian.
Really pulled a number on
Rob.
Rob.
Well, she did what everyone thought she was doing. It wasn't.
She wasn't some change of heart.
Everyone knew except Rob.
Right. But it was one of those things where she went, I'm going to, what do they call that? The term is, I think, anchor baby, I read.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well, it's a baby that you, supposedly an anchor baby is the immigrants come into the country, drop the baby, and then that baby is an American citizen and anchors them here.
Well, I
so
read it
expression.
As a Kardashian anchor baby.
Right. She'd anchor herself in the Kardashian world.
Yeah. Forever, she's connected with them now.
Well, she is. And their baby's so cute. Dream,
yeah,
I think
Dream.
Its name is.
Adorable.
Really cute baby. So they have been in a big fight over custody and child support. And it's gotten even to the point where she was accusing him of beating her. She got a restraining order against him. And then he coughs up a little bit more money for child support, and she backed off of that. So, and they say he paid a pretty heavy price to get her to drop her domestic violence allegations. I don't know what he's worth, but he's got some money, and he's a Kardashian.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the least amount. He's probably, that's so stupid for me to even say
poor.
That, because he's probably, yeah, he's
poor
worth
compared
like 5
to his sisters.
Million compared
oh, God, that's, he's super
to the
poor.
20, 30, 40, 50
oh, you
million.
Know, I had a story, I don't even know if I'll get to it. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
The term millionaire.
Yes.
How many millions do you have to be a millionaire?
$1 million, right?
But do you?
I don't know.
And do you have to have that cash ready, or could you just be worth a million?
I think that, in my humble opinion, you're a millionaire when you have $1 million
dollars.
Cash. in not including your house or your, you know, I mean, that's what I think. But mm-hmm. maybe, you know, if your net worth is $1 million because you only owe X amount on your house and you, I don't know. I mean, I even think someone who makes $1 million a year, until they have $1 million, they're not a millionaire.
Well, you'd think that. But I read the story where they described someone as a millionaire and I went, I don't even know what that means anymore. We used to think of someone who said they were a millionaire. You'd go, oh, you're a millionaire.
You're rich.
Right. Now it doesn't matter until you're a billionaire.
Well, yeah. I just thought, it, like all of a sudden I went, does that even mean anything? Like, okay, if you own a house in the Bay Area, are you a millionaire? You might be if you sold it and got all
your
the
net
cash
worth
out.
Would be.
Got that 800 over.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Rob right now, they're saying he's worth, as of a month and a half ago, $10 million.
Oh.
He's a millionaire, right?
I think someone
sure.
who has $10 million is, in fact, a millionaire.
All right, yeah. Good.
There's a huge, what Vinny just brought up, there's a huge debate online.
Oh.
I mean, it's
what are people
endless.
Saying?
Well, you know, they're using this guy named John, and John has a house that's worth $350,000, a car that's worth $10,000, a retirement fund that's $600,000, and then they do all, and they say, his total assets are $1.1 million, and technically he's a millionaire, but then you got to look at his liabilities, his mortgage, his car loan, all of his total liabilities, and then he's no longer a millionaire.
Well, that's so, his net worth is less than that.
But technically, you know, he has more than a million, and
yeah, he's not a millionaire.
And I agree.
I don't, and that whole, he's got a nice 401k. That's beautiful. $600,000 is a nice savings.
Sure.
I mean, especially if he's a young man, that's well done, sir.
Should look
and yet
like,
he can't touch that for years, so right. that doesn't count either.
So do liquid assets count as part of the net worth?
Yes.
Yeah,
your net worth is sure. everything that you own and every asset that you have minus all your debt, all your mortgage, your car payments, credit card debt, whatever it is. That's the definition of your net worth. The net is what you have outstanding that.
And then the article goes on to say, in other words, a million isn't what it used to be.
It ain't.
No. It ain't. But he's got $10 million. That seems,
yeah, he's good. He's
that
a millionaire.
Seems comfy. Yeah. Anyway, Rob and China have agreed to joint custody of 10-month-old Dream. Under the deal, he gets a little bit more than 50% custody. His big beef has been that she's a drug user. And she's a party girl, and she leaves the baby constantly, and I'm sure with nannies. I mean, I assume.
Nannies,
he
her
says
mom,
I, yeah, he says
she
I, that she leaves it, and I'm like, but someone's watching it. I mean, people do leave their children.
She does a lot of club appearances.
She does. She's a party girl.
Yeah.
Strip clubs.
Well, party girl.
Dance clubs.
Is a term for hooker, so I don't know if she's a party girl. Isn't party girl a term for hooker?
Oh, I didn't think so.
Not necessarily. I never really thought of it that
girl
way.
Girl looking for the party. I don't know. Maybe it is, Vin. I really don't know.
Well, maybe that's an old time reference, but I've definitely heard that referred to as
a party girl.
A party girl is a hooker.
Hmm.
Someone looking for a
Well,
good
I'm
time.
Not saying she's not a hooker.
I'm not either. I actually was with you just trying to clarify.
Looks like Urban Dictionary says not necessarily a hooker, but somebody who likes to get down. In that way, likes to get naked, regardless if the party is a piece
of
ass.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I think of her as being like someone who is looking for the party, drinks, drugs, whatever comes rolling her way.
Not necessarily paid for it.
Right.
Paid for it would be awesome.
The official definition.
Oh, you want to write me a check? All right.
Unlike that unofficial definition we heard is...
From Urban Dictionary.
A physically attractive young woman hired to attend parties and entertain men.
Oh, there's plenty of ugly broads out there that do the same thing.
That get hired to...
Physically attractive young woman hired.
Sounds like party girl has a wide range of interpretations.
I guess so.
Rob drew a line during the negotiations at $10,000 a month in child support. He felt that was enough to pay for her Dream and pay for her nannies and whatever the hell she might need. During
yeah, $10,000 a month is a lot of dough.
During the less than 50% of the time that China gets this kid.
Right.
She wanted north of $50,000.
Of course she did.
Well, why wouldn't you shoot for the moon? There was a...
I have a Kardashian baby. Where's my money?
Right. Yeah. My Kardashian baby's rich.
And all the cars that are always lined up at Black China's house are ridiculous. And you look and you go, are those all leased cars or what? She's got at least five or six
Didn't
cars
he
out
there.
Those are her,
her
cars, or that's the party is
well,
happening?
No, he gave her one of those.
He did.
One
he gave
of
her a Land Rover.
A couple, but you know, they always say that. They give, especially around that crowd,
yeah.
Oh, I gave you a car, but really, I paid the down payment, and now you're going to take over the lease.
Oh.
Oh.
They don't go buy the car for cash and just put it in the driveway free and clear.
Mm.
With the title underneath the windshield.
It's a world I am so happy to not be part of.
Oh, my God. It does. It sounds like a freaking nightmare, these people's lives.
She was so shady that whole time. Remember we were getting reports that she was, of all the people to be texting someone else, wasn't she texting with Future or some other dude? About meeting up in Vegas.
Yeah.
And it like.
Or Meek Mill. You know.
Who she got a kid with? Is it with Future?
It's with Tyga.
Oh, Tyga. Oh, that's right. Because then Kylie was with Tyga. Oh,
yeah.
Geez. Oh, it's fun.
And he got a lot of stuff from her.
Sure. They all gave
including
each other
cars,
gifts.
Yeah.
Including car payments.
Oh, God. It just.
So they went back and forth. She wants $50,000. He wants $10,000. At that point, that's when she's, you know, screaming domestic violence, restraining order. So he has settled on $20,000 a month that she's going to get. And in return, she agreed to drop the domestic violence charges. Mm-hmm. He supposedly beat her up and threatened to kill himself. As for the $20,000 a month, it's going to go. I mean, supposedly a chunk of it goes directly to the nannies. Like, he's making sure that the nannies get paid by paying them. So he's paying for the nannies, and she'll get whatever's left over of that. He's obviously concerned about her parenting. She left Dream at home this weekend while she left to party. And he wants to make sure there are enough nannies employed to protect the kid.
I would think nannies is one baby needs.
All of them. She needs all the nannies.
Well, she has
look
two
at her
babies,
parents.
Too, right?
She has
oh,
a
that's right.
three-year-old or a four-year-old, maybe, with Tyga? Royalty?
King
Cairo. That's it. Yeah. I get all the
so
kid
the nanny's got two kids.
Chris Brown's kid.
that he or she is looking after, not just the one.
Right. He's also agreed to pay her a legal bill. So she is...
Her a legal bill?
Her legal bill oh. for, you know, whatever the court costs are for her to... negotiate the $20,000 a month.
Rob Kardashian is rich. What? And then all this other stuff's ridiculous too.
I know.
It just gets worse.
What? How'd he get rich? What does he do?
Nothing. He's a Kardashian.
All right.
You get a certain amount of money just for having the name.
Okay.
Heather Locklear got in a car accident Thursday.
Yeah. Oh.
She was hospitalized. You know what's funny? She was just in the news earlier this week at some gala or something or other. And they were basically, the whole story was, look how good Heather Locklear is looking.
It was with her daughter, I think.
Mm. I didn't see the picture of her daughter. Her daughter's super pretty. That's the one with Richie Sambora, right?
Ava or something.
Yeah. And she was just at something, and she looks like she's calmed down the facial stuff a lot. She was looking a little, you know, like a member of that tribe
victim.
For a while. Right. So it looks like she'd taken it easy. But she's had some... substance abuse issues in the past, and so the first thing, of course, I'm such a hole that I immediately thought, oh, she was all left up, and apparently it happened in the afternoon, and it was a
people drink in the afternoon.
I know, but they're saying drugs and alcohol don't appear to be involved.
Good,
yes,
but that's not
really
a surprise
good.
If you are someone who's had a history of that. It's pretty normal to fall back.
That's where
to,
you go to,
right?
Right. Law enforcement says she was involved in a single car wreck in her Porsche just before 6 p.m. in Thousand Oaks. She crashed into a ditch. She was alert after the accident. She was transported to a local hospital with minor injuries. She wasn't cited. Neither drugs or alcohol appeared to be involved. Is it possible it was rainy down there? We've had some weird weather.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even mention it yesterday. I came out of my house yesterday morning, and it had poured.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm full on. Stopped.
Right.
I walked to my car dry, but it had poured.
Yeah, it's very unusual and a little on the frightening side.
Why?
Because when weather changes like this, you go, why is it changing like this? Oh, look at the hurricanes and the rain that we're getting in late August, early September. Like, it's just, it's super wrong.
There was a story this morning, Vinny, I didn't read it, like 6 earthquakes yesterday?
And
there's earthquakes every day.
Sure, of course.
In San Jose.
Yeah.
I didn't feel any of them.
Yeah.
What was the biggest one?
Three or something like that?
Something, you know.
Right.
What we consider minor.
Right.
So.
Still, Louise. Jim Carrey is coming back to TV.
What?
He is doing a show called Kidding. And I guess this is, I think this is, the guy who wrote and directed Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which, did you see that?
I loved it.
I loved it, too. I thought it was really charming and such a good movie. I think, what is the girl's name from Titanic? The main...
Kate Winslet.
That's her. Wasn't she the girlfriend in that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Kidding reunites the two of them.
She's going to be in...
No. It reunites him with the guy who wrote Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So this is going to be a show on Showtime. That's the Ray Donovan channel. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's a 10-episode straight-to-series order for a scripted comedy called Kidding. It's a half-hour comedy, and it looks like the premise is he is Jeff, a.k.a. Mr. Pickles, an icon of children's TV, a beacon of kindness and wisdom to America's impressionable young minds and the parents who grew up with him. And he also anchors a multi-million dollar branding empire. But then his family falls apart. And so he's got a deal. So he's got to go on to his show and be Mr. Pickles. And then in his real life, he's Mr. Miserable.
So he's actually on the show.
He's the star. That's
unless he has another show. I'm dying up here on Showtime. That
he's the producer on that one, and he also has a documentary called Jim and Andy that debuted at the Toronto International Film Festival, and that is going to be on Netflix. And I think I've read a little bit about this. I think the premise is that the way that he talks about now, like we've seen some pretty weird interviews from him, and he talks about how he's just a guy playing Jim Carrey. And that he got so deep and so lost in the character Andy Kaufman when he was it called Man on the Moon? What was it called?
That was it.
That was the movie about Andy Kaufman's life where he became Andy Kaufman. And he said he utterly lost himself in that part and it scared him. And that he realized that whoever he is just playing the role of Jim Carrey and can play it any way he wants to and nothing matters and no one's real and I don't know, reality break.
Hey,
a little
Jim,
bit.
Lighten up.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, it's really cool. You made it. Enjoy yourself.
I know. It's hard for him.
He may have some mental issues.
Clearly, he does. I mean, he's, you know, they've said he suffers from depression. And I guess, you know, sometimes a brilliant mind just turns it on itself and eats itself. Anyway, so he's still working. Kidding is going to come out. It's a half-hour comedy series. He does have this Netflix documentary, which apparently examines sort of his fall
into the
depths.
It's hard to see him in the... As you described it, I don't see it working, and I'm a huge fan of him. But he famously overacts to the point where it's so over the top and ridiculous, but it doesn't translate, I don't think, into a sitcom-y television show, unless he's doing... skits,
right,
where that really works
well. In Living Color was a good example
that's
of
what
that
I mean,
that was
so over the top that it needs to be 3 minutes so you can go
he only really works when he's playing a character like that. Like the Ace Ventura stuff was perfect for him, the Mask stuff perfect for him because he's playing this crazy character. I have to say though, I love Me, Myself and Irene. I thought he was really good in that. He plays this kind of wacky dude. I actually like the Cable Guy. And
I liked all those
too. Mystic Theater or something like that. I can't remember what the name of the theater was, but that was a good one.
Truman Show was great.
Truman Show is good. Amazing. I just recently watched that again. I just love that movie.
The whole title, Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond, the story of Jim Carrey and Andy Kaufman featuring a very special contractually obligated mention of Tony Clifton.
Oh, that's the name of this documentary?
Yeah.
Well, that's airing
that's the whole thing.
That's going to air on Netflix.
Goodness.
Did you ever see that horror movie he was in, The Number 23?
No.
It's dumb.
You saw a horror movie?
Oh, The Majestic.
The Majestic.
It's a part of it.
I loved that movie. Kidding marks Carrie's first series regular television show in more than 2 decades.
I hope it works, and
five
I hope it's great.
Seasons on In Living Color, and I guess he was on... Before that, he was on something called The Duck Factory in 1984. It was an NBC comedy. Jennifer Lawrence is going to take some time off from acting. She was she's out there promoting. She's everywhere right now. She's out promoting Mother. And she was on the Today Show yesterday. And here's how that went. That's her idea of a break. So anyway, she's
well, 6 months is a break.
Sure.
Who wouldn't want that?
She's filming the X-Men right now.
Oh.
Dark Phoenix.
Well, she deserves a break.
She has another film coming out called Red Sparrow.
So she'll be back to promote those at the very least, whether or not she's working.
The movie she's talking about is called Bad Blood. So she's got a few things coming up.
I think we'll post this up on social media. This is a pretty visual thing. Dame Judi Dench learning to rap. She's 82. And she sits down with rapper Lethal Bizzle.
I don't know his work.
Lethal, me neither.
Okay.
And he teaches her how to rap some of his songs.
Oh, well, this will just be so cute.
Yeah. First, he hooks her up with a hat from his business that's called Stay Dench. The hat says Stay Dench. That's not the name of his business.
Like a trucker cap? Or?
Yeah, like a trucker cap.
Oh.
It's a little hat.
Here's a $2 hat.
He's Dame got a song. There you go.
Wear it proud.
So Lethal Bizzle has a song called Celebrate, and I guess this is him teaching her some lyrics from that.
Okay.
That's not rapping.
Yeah, he only gave her the pow part.
Oh, she's only doing pow. She did a little something in there. All right, it's super cute, though, to watch the video.
Horrible. Yeah.
No, but she's so, look at her.
Well, she's 82.
She's old and saying pow a bunch of times.
We'll have that at Radio Alice.
Super cute.
It's so cute. I love her.
Retire already.
Oh, my God, Vinny. She's still doing something at age 82.
Right,
come on.
That's great.
All right, what's coming up?
I'll get you up on the Equifax thing.
Oh, yay. I can't wait to think about that more.
Gunfire on Market Street.
Uh-oh.
How did things go at Berkeley yesterday?
Mm.
Did you hear?
I didn't.
All right, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:37, and it is Friday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. That is what it's brought to you by.
All right.
I just confirmed it, the Ticket Clinic. Our friend Scott Capurro is performing tomorrow night in San Carlos at the Devil's Canyon Brewing Company.
I'm so excited.
Yep, Yuzi's going to go and check him out right in her hood.
Mm-hmm.
So San Carlos tomorrow night, go see our friend Scott Capurro. Devil's Canyon Brewing Company. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. So this is from the green section of today's USA Today. That's the money section.
Money,
headline reads, Equifax had a patch and didn't install it. They were made aware of the vulnerability of the software and didn't fix it. They knew.
I'm astounded. That's unbelievable.
Hackers took advantage of an Equifax security vulnerability 2 months after an industry group discovered the coding flaw and shared a fix for it. Here's how you fix it.
Equifax should be out of business. Like, this is, they cannot be trusted. We don't even volunteer to give our information to them. They just get it all. They know everything about you. They have every piece of sensitive information pertinent to you and your life. And they just smeared it over the entire globe. They should be out of business. This should be the end of them. No one should ever have to report anything to that company ever again. I'm so angry about this. If my identity gets jacked over this thing, if anybody's does.
Anybody? 143 million consumers got their... That's everybody. It's not
it's
anybody.
Unbelievable.
It's most of us got jacked.
Well, whether or not they've opened up accounts in our names. Our kids, your kid gets a social security number. You might not check your kid's credit... For years. They might go someday in the far distant future to buy a house and find out that they got jacked in this thing 20 years before. It's so beyond irresponsible. And to find out that they knew about this and could have fixed
months
it.
Months in advance.
What were they thinking?
All they had to do was install the security patch and they didn't do it.
How does that happen? How on earth does the place that has the most information... not install the fix. It's outrageous. We should burn whatever building they have down.
Well, you can't say that, Sarah.
All right, we shouldn't do that. I guess that would be really bad. Yeah. God, it's inexcusable. What possible excuse can they offer for that?
They didn't want to pay for it. They were lazy.
Not good enough. It's
summer's
awful.
Coming, Sarah.
No, it's
we've
awful.
Got vacations
it's absolutely
planned.
Absolutely inexcusable.
We'll do the update afterward. You know what?
Let me sell my stock first.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, let me sell my stock first.
Really gets me.
Those people should go to prison.
And one of the things that I mentioned the other day, and I'm telling you, it's just this is how it affects me. Is I'd happily freeze my credit, but I can't right now. I'm in the middle of a purchase,
right.
And I cannot freeze my credit. Others who are able to freeze their credit are trying to figure out, A, how to do that. B, does it cost money? C, I have to call all the different reporting agencies to freeze my credit?
All of them.
And then does it cost money? Okay, that costs money too. And then you go, all right, I'm going to get that new iPhone on credit. And you go, oh, I've got to unfreeze everything a day in advance to go get that new iPhone and then get everything refrozen again.
Yeah.
It's outrageous that there are three of these entities that have all this information too. I can't even put into words how mad I am that this could have happened, and to hear that they had, and I was already pissed, right? Everyone's pissed. I'm not alone in my pissed offedness.
Right.
And to hear that they could have goddamn fixed this problem 2 months before it even happened.
It wouldn't be a problem. And it's up to them to do that.
That place should be shut down, fined heavily, and anybody who was in the way of that patch going through should go to prison. And those people who sold their stock, prison bound.
925 says, I agree with Sarah. No one's going to say that last sentence you just said there, 925. Stop it.
No, don't burn anything down. And listen, I'm sure there's plenty of nice people who work at Equifax, and, you know, I hope they find other employment when that place gets shut down. Oh, my God, it's outrageous.
Well, I hope that, you know, our elections, we've got a lot of work to do, it seems, with problems with homeless and the man, we got to get back to the environment thing that's clearly being denied now. And there's a lot of stuff, but now we've got to have someone step up in our government. Elected officials need to step up and say, we're going to police this better. We're going to do a better job taking care of people's information.
Well, they can say anything. You know, people say whatever they need to get into office.
Right.
Someone needs to do it.
Right. We need someone to do it, though.
Take Joelle on line one.
Joelle.
Yeah, Joelle, what are your thoughts? Don't burn anything down. You'll get in trouble. What's going on with you today, Joelle?
I was calling because of this whole Equifax thing. I have a daughter in college at Boston University, and she got caught up in the Equifax thing where she's seeing all these charges that are not done by her. She's brand new in Boston running around. And Wells Fargo, but they canceled her account. So she's out there, has no money, can't have access to any funds, can't take Uber, can't do anything. And Wells Fargo tells her, well, you can go get an emergency card. And she said, well, where's the local Wells Fargo? It's in Connecticut.
Oh, God. Well, time to change banks. I mean, she doesn't live near a Wells Fargo anymore. I mean, I guess she's got to. I'm so sorry. That totally sucks. Hey, you know what, though? You'd probably like that they shut it down because now money that's there is still there. You know, people are going to have their whole accounts cleaned out.
Absolutely. By the way, she was 1 year old when you guys came on the air, and we have listened to you ever since. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Joelle. Thank you.
Joelle.
480 says, man, Sarah getting fired up is bleeping awesome. Sarah, can you call PG&E for me?
Oh, that's another one. Hey, Marianne on line two has a really good.
Marianne, your thoughts this morning?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You know that I'm actually a loan officer. And I've seen it all the time where there's identity theft. And there was one particular member who had some items on his credit report. And he was really young, and he had a house. And he must have been, like, 2 years old when he supposedly bought this house. And I was trying to dispute it with the underwriters. And then they said, I'm sorry, we can't approve him for an auto loan because he has to remove that from his credit report. So it took him 3 years before he could even purchase a car. before they could actually remove that from his credit report. Oh,
that's the story right there, is Thanks. The one where a regular person finds themselves at a complete loss, and at their own expense, they have to hire
right.
either a lawyer or spend countless hours finding out how to fix this problem.
There's no clear path.
They did nothing to create. Right. I was just sitting. You gave me a number to identify me that I've had to use in order to do anything.
Yep.
And now it's out there and I can't figure out how to clean it.
Mm.
It's a drag, man.
I knew if you talked. I did not know about that patch, and that makes me
That's in the paper
even
today,
more
everyone.
Angry.
Big news, everyone. There was a speaking engagement at UC Berkeley. Ben Shapiro, anybody?
No, how'd it go?
It went okay, although there were some arrests. They say that Berkeley police, clad in riot gear.
Did they have to pepper spray anybody?
No, they did not end up pepper spraying anyone. They did make arrests because some people showed up. Let's see, Berkeley police put the total number of arrests at 9, but things stayed calm.
That's good.
They identified some of the people. There's a couple, 40 somethings there. Which
tell me, is the people who come in from the greater Berkeley
this
area.
This dude's over almost 30. They were arrested carrying banned weapons.
Oh.
That was
were they
the
wearing black head to toe?
Arrest. That doesn't say anything about that, but you know. Oh, I wanted to mention this real quick. Football this weekend. Your boy has a home game.
Well, let's hope he can put a W up. Jesus.
Will you gather? Who? Are you?
Tom Brady.
No, we're talking about Cal.
Oh.
Your boy. Your actual boy.
Oh. I thought you meant our boy, Tom Brady, our other son.
You know, your son is a Berkeley boy.
Yeah, he doesn't care about football. I've told you this
already. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. I wish that, believe me, and John wishes it too. Like, that kid, he would have loved to have sat with his sons and watched football, and they're both like, I hate it.
Hate it? Yeah.
And you'd think, too, like, they love being with dad, and, you know, every Sunday there he'd be on the couch, and they'd be just tumbling all over him and not giving a rat's ass about the game. He's like, come on, the game. Let's watch the game. Come on, Dad. Let's go jump on the trampoline.
Mississippi at Cal, 7:30.
Go Cal. Go Bears.
All right.
I'm sorry. I wish that I could tell you something different. Should I lie? Should I just make, oh, my God, he's got his school colors on.
No, I think we all feel like John right now, though. We're a little let down. Yeah. We'd like to talk about Cal and the game
Go
coming
talk
up.
About
but, well,
it.
I
great.
Mean, you know, what's the point?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Riley's doing tonight, he starts a hackathon. They're doing a hackathon from 7 p.m. tonight to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Berkeley, what are you doing? Don't train people to do that. We just got done talking
about this problem. I won't say the name of the company, but a company has sponsored this, like a company you totally know. They're
is it Google
asking,
or Apple?
No, it's smaller than that, but you know, it's one that's widely known. A lot of people use this company, and they're saying, help us to improve our and find the thing. I guess they might have even put something in specifically for these guys to try to find. So for 22 hours straight, that's what these kids are doing. That's what my kid thinks is fun, Vin. He's like, oh, my God, I'm doing this hack. This would be good. Great. Oh, we're going to go crazy. We could drink coffee and just go. I'm like, okay, have a good time.
We're going to drink coffee.
That's how you stay up all night, Vinny. It's a party over there at Berkeley.
By the way, one time, I don't know how I got requested to do this, but I was asked to be a judge for one of these kind of hackathon things.
Oh.
I was by far the dumbest person on that judging panel, by far.
How do you judge a hackathon?
So the way it worked was these different groups would come together, and they had like 72 hours where basically no one slept.
To like break into something?
No, to come up with a really great idea for this company.
Oh.
That they would get funded, whoever the judges picked.
They are saying that this particular company is going to pay for whatever fix gets found.
That's the thing.
Whatever.
If these hackathons, there's always money behind them. Yeah. That's the great thing about
it. It's clearly sponsored by this company, and this company wants help with this thing, and they're
on this
willing to pay for it.
On this
is it Mozilla?
It's not. It's
Snapchat. Astroblog? What did
say
she say?
Oh!
Yabla, Yahoo.
No.
It's Yabla.
Yabla.
Yabla. Yabla is the company.
It's tax related.
It is.
That
TurboTax.
Makes sense. They've got all our sensitive information too, just like Equifax does.
Uh-huh, honey.
Right?
Yeah.
protect us.
Yep.
Good to see them doing that. This year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists include...
Oh, Toy Hall of Fame. I love this. Toy Hall of Fame.
All right.
What do you got?
The 12 toys nominated this year
are... Is Ball one of them?
Sand.
Oh, sand. Sand's so fun. That's a great toy.
Paper airplanes.
Oh.
Matchbox cars.
Yeah, those are great.
My Little Pony.
Oh, my! You know that there's a movie, a My Little Pony movie coming out, and Sia. Sia is doing the music
for it. I'm going to go see the movie.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I think if if we have time, we'll play the Sia song.
I will also review it if you want.
Oh, sure.
You won't go to but you'll go to My
Little
Pony. You were
going to go to that whether or not we wanted it reviewed?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm taking a bunch of kids. A bunch of kids asked me. And they said, hey.
That's fun. Okay, so My Little Pony.
A bunch of kids asked you?
A bunch of kids asked you?
All his kid friends called him up. Homan, will you take me to My Little Pony?
They did.
I love My Little Pony.
Oh, you do?
Sure, when I was a kid.
The board game Risk and Clue are nominated.
Both classics.
The Wiffle Ball.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I loved playing Wiffle
Ball.
Oh,
my God. It's so awesome.
I mean, you needed to be wasted to do it, but
no,
yeah, you did.
You play it as a kid.
A beautiful
no one's get
sunny
hurt.
Day
makes that great noise.
Wiffle ball,
good smack,
rip
I
it right over
ball.
The street into the neighbor's front yard.
Stop it.
Home run!
Wasted.
Another beer for
Jesus.
Me. God. The magic eight ball, Pez dispensers,
all
fake
good.
Food.
Oh, sure. Like when you would no.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Like what?
Like little, you never had like the little
set of fake
food that you'd put in your little dollhouse refrigerator or even bigger than that. Like you could pretend you were serving eggs to, you know, that's
yeah,
a tea party
so.
Or whatever. I had tons of fake food. My kids used to love fake food too. Make me sandwiches out of the fake bread, the fake slice of beef and fake slice of cheese. No.
No. I don't have
fun.
No.
Well, you should get your daughter some because
Transformers.
Fake food's fun. Transformers.
And Uno cards.
Fun. Oh, Uno. So fun. Good one. Those are great. So how many of those are going to get in, Vinny?
Let me see who gets in.
Sand. Let's throw sand out. You know, it's not really a toy. I guess it is. It's more like the pail that you pack the sand into to make the sand castle.
Two or three toys out of each group each year get inducted. So two or three will make it of the mentioned.
Magic 8-Ball was always really fun, too.
Yeah.
I like the Magic 8-Ball.
I mean... Matchbox cars gotta go.
I think, gotta go in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played some Uno.
Sure.
I never did Transformers at all.
Oh, my God. My kids were obsessed with Transformers.
Were they?
Ugh. And it was always a race between them to see who could transform it the quickest.
Let me do a Transformers fast fact then.
Oh, my God. Fast facts. I love those.
The Transformers cartoon from the 80s once had a fictional Middle East city named... Carbamia.
Carbamia?
Carbamia.
You're kidding me.
And Casey Kasem, the DJ, quit as one of their voiceover actors because of it.
Good for him.
Which voice? Do you know?
I don't.
Is he Lebanese?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carbamia is an absolutely horrible thing to name a city.
It was the 80s, Sarah.
Yeah, but still.
I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you that's the kind of thing that was going on there. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Can you bring an attorney on the radio show to talk about the Equifax breach and how to use the California Small Claims Court to sue Equifax? For all of us regular citizens who don't understand how to do that but have been taken advantage of by this company, probably not because that's super boring radio, but I do think that we're all going to need to expect more from our elected officials. They're going to have to bring it up in their platforms about how they plan to help us and make a path, a clear path about
how to resolve these things.
I have LifeLock. I don't know if anyone likes them, hates them. I'm sure it's debatable whether they work, but that's one way to at least have some insurance and someone to call.
Someone to call and help you put it all back
together.
If
this goes wrong. I plan to, and this is something you need to look into, as soon as I can, I'm going to freeze my credit. Mm. I can't until some of the things I'm in the middle of get done, but that's something you need to consider. You got to call them and do it. I mean, you can sit there and say this is an injustice, and I agree with you, but you're hurting yourself by, sitting still. that's not helping anything.
Right.
You can scream too, and that's good. It feels good.
I did a little of that. I know. I actually did. The venting felt pretty good.
It feels pretty good, but I do think you just gotta really.
My phone's expensive. I was on there on Monday.
It's outrageous how much it costs.
I know. And there's all these different tiers too, where it's like, oh, the ultimate protection. I'm like, well, of course I want the ultimate protection, but to do it for all four people in my family, I think it's going to be like $120 a month. $120 a month.
I just
$30 a piece.
Yeah, I paid the whole year. For me and my kid.
Maybe that's what I should do.
God. Because I just, and it's a big.
I know, it's a good size.
You're
chunk.
Like,
but I'm super torn because here I am bitching and moaning about it. And yet I do feel like that is something I can do because I looked at freezing my credit too and I was like, oh, that means you can't really buy anything.
Anything like you want to do, you've got to call and unfreeze it.
All three places.
And then get it frozen again after the transaction's done.
Right.
So it's a thing.
Yeah.
And you can even. Even after a month or two passes, you'll forget you have frozen everything and go, oh, I got to call first before I can go get that. Or you'll find yourself in the store when they say, no,
yep.
We can't.
Yep, nope, not happening.
Sorry, bub. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, it's Friday, Vinny. That means the new music. But we are going to rock out with our mops out. With the Friday montage right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.